glimpse of training with Ange when he was mic'd up a couple of weeks ago. Can you give us any further insight into what he's like as a coach, what he's like on the training pitch, and what key differences he's implemented since taking charge compared to last season?
Yeah, he's been brilliant since I've come in and joined up with the boys. Training every day has been brilliant. He's tried to implement his own game plan and how he works a team on the pitch, and kind of just gives you wee tips here and there, and in the team meetings kind of tells us before the games what he'd like us to do, and it's a good style of football, and hopefully it'll continue and hopefully everything works out.
Andrew?
Andrew.
Andrew, can you come off mute, please?
Yeah, I'm off it now. Hi, David.
All right.
How you doing, pal? Yeah, Natasha said there about the preparation as a new manager. But with the Champions League coming up now, it's very early days for us to be in the competition. But how are the preparations going and the fitness levels?
Yeah, they're going well. It's been a great camp this past kind of week to 10 days, with a few games in between and obviously a game to finish tomorrow. So I think that will stand us in good stead getting into the first Champions League qualifier, and a lot of the boys are kind of looking fit and ready for it.
And do you think has he got a fair idea of who's going to be his starting 11?
That's probably down to him to choose. I don't know what he's thinking, but whatever he chooses, I'm sure we'll go out there and give it our best.
Anthony?
Okay, thank you, David.
Anthony, can you come off mute?
Hi, David. How you doing?
All right.
Obviously, last season was quite disappointing, but you were one of the highlights of it. Get into this season, what is your hopes and plans to develop even further as part of the team?
This season it's just try to go one further than last year. Obviously, as you said, it was great on a personal level last year, but it's just about kind of kicking on for that now personally, and then bringing more to the team and just gelling as a team together and kind of getting results every week. And we have to grind them out. If we're not playing our best, we need to do that, but that's probably the aim, just going into the season full of confidence and play our way through it.
David.
Cheers.
David.
Hi, David. I wonder if get your thoughts on the situation with a professional footballer missing a penalty kick and being subjected to horrible racist abuse on social media by his own supporters.
Yeah, obviously it's not fair on anybody. It's a kind of game of football at the end of the day. Everybody gets these opportunities, and sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't, and I don't think any of that racism and abuse towards any of the players should be right in kind of this day and age.
Thank you. Hamish?
Hi, David. Hamish from 67 Hill View. You know, Celtic fans have found out a lot about the manager and the hard work he's put in the training ground, but I wonder if you'd give us an insight into what he's like as a person, and have you had a one-on-one conversation with him yet?
I've not. Well, when I first arrived, I had a kind of small conversation with him, but he's a very good guy in the training pitch and off the pitch. He's very happy and friendly, and he's been good to work with, just implementing his own ideas and kind of getting everybody to work to 100% every day. It's been great so far.
Thank you. Joe?
Hey, David. It's Joe McCann of the Homeboys. I'm living well in that New Jersey part, by the way. Say that.
Appreciate that. It's a first.
suppose as fans were watching these friendlies, we're looking for cohesion. We're looking to see, you know, what we can see from you. I'd say, in terms of you as a player, but then there's a lot of things being squeezed into the number of weeks that Ange and yourselves have had to prepare. Have these friendlies led to you being able to get to know each other and sort of coalesce a lot better? I mean, as a group of players, and is that something Ange is very much on top of?
Yeah, the full camp and the friendlies, it's about bedding in your players. A few of the new boys have come in, they've looked very good, and it's just try to get everybody gelling together through the games, and I feel like he's kind of brought that as well. He wants everybody to kind of talk on the pitch and just show for the ball, whatever, and off the pitch. Just it's been great, really. Everybody's been getting to know each other and kind of spending time together.
Yeah, one of the things you've noticed, I think, with Alex and Lewis is that he's working on this don't stop attitude that he has, which I think is exciting us, so it's great to see him. And then for a player like you, I think that's right up your street.
Yeah, it's for what he's been saying, I've liked what I've been hearing. Obviously for attacking players it's good to hear, just gonna try to express yourself, and if you give the ball away or you make mistakes, it's about how you react and win the ball back.
Thank you. Can I have Martin, please?
Hi David, Martin from 20 Minute Terms here. After you had a good season last season and coming into Ange and his new philosophy, how do you think you fit into that? And what improvements do you feel you need to make to your game to improve to get into his team all the time?
I think I fit into it. I'm an attacking player and I like to try go forward with the ball and create plenty of chances. And for the team, it's just, I think for myself, he's wanting boys to show their reaction if somebody gives the ball away, and just about kind of getting back into position quicker and just kind of wee things like that. I think I need to improve on a wee bit, but I'm sure that will come.
Thank you.
Thanks, best of luck.
Partick.
Hi David, Paddy here from the Celtic Exchange podcast. Thanks for taking the time for today. Just first of all, just obviously looking back at last season, we obviously seen how hard it was. We've got obviously a lot of COVID practices in place. And you start to see that this season, obviously the pre-season, boys that the players that joined last year, do you feel that they're now getting the benefit of pre-season, and yet, and even yourself included, when you start to see obviously the fruits of that labour, that the club's starting to kind of gel for the season ahead so far?
Yeah, last year for everybody was tough. I've also came to Celtic and COVID's, that's been a thing ever since, and it's been a hard thing to deal with. But as you can see, they're kind of hopefully lifting the restrictions and stuff, and it's just about, I'm really looking forward to playing in front of some fans when they get in, or if they get in. I've not done that yet and I can't wait for it. And as you can see, everybody's kind of more high in spirits, I'd say, kind of get into this season.
Thank you.
Back in the park as well, mate. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Can I have Paul, please?
Hi David, how you doing, mate?
All right.
For years, we've been used to watching Scott Brown in front of all the runnings and the warm-ups and in training, setting the bar in terms of standards in training. What I want to know is, who's taking up that mantle now in pre-season in terms of really setting the standard in training?
Yeah, there's a few boys kind of always at the front and stuff, and making sure they get the best out of players. There's senior players who have been here for a while as well, but kind of at the front of it all the time is Callum McGregor. He's the one who's kind of probably naturally fit. He, coming for what he's achieved and what he's done in the game, he's kind of took up that role at the time being.
Thank you.